Welcome to RPG Rambling with Jeff Jones. This is a weekly show exploring the various details of the tabletop RPG hobby through discussions with interesting people. Except this week, I don't have any guests. I plan to connect with two people this week, but my vacation threw off my groove more than I anticipated. Friday, the day before I normally drop an episode, I was empty-handed, having failed the most basic task of scheduling a guest. Then the idea hit me. Why not have episodes on adventure creation sprinkled in with my regular episodes? Just to be clear, I have very little experience in writing adventures. By little, I mean I wrote one. Saying it was mediocre is being generous. But I'm not going to let ignorance get in the way of my hubris. It's not enough to write an adventure. It must be worthy of publishing. It is the goal of the series to come up with an idea and see it through, all the way through, that process. But I'm not going to do it alone. I'll be getting help from my guests and from you and the listener, because when it comes to adventure writing, I only have questions. I have no idea where the direction this will take, but it is as much of a mystery to me as it is for you. But don't worry, folks. This is not supplanting the normal RPG Ramblings podcast. I'll be jumping back and forth. It's 7:30, Saturday morning. Adventures awaits. Sisters and brothers, it is time to get rambling. So the first thing we're going to do is look at, for this adventure, is I'm looking for a sword and sorcery, maybe a sprinkling in some weird science adventure. Maybe a three-part series, not sure. But anyway, it's supposed to be heroic. Not a lot of, you know, we're talking no elves, dwarves, that kind of stuff. So, or I guess it could be if you choose for it, but for my anticipation is for a sword and sorcery campaign. Probably the setting is going to be, I'm not familiar with Dungeon Crawl Classics, but eventually could wind up that. But probably looking at like OSE Worlds Without Number flavor. But we'll see. We'll see, all to be determined. So this is Matt Finch's Tome of Adventure Design, the revised version. Went to Kickstarter, I believe it was last year. It is a classic. People loved it. I backed it. Hey, why not? Seemed like a good deal. 514 pages. Not bad. Full of tables. Lots of tables. Lots and lots and lots of tables. More tables than you can shake a stick at. And you know what? That's a lot of tables. So the problem is tables coming in a book. What a hassle. Rolling, page turning, roll, page turning. What a hassle. But, you know, that's what we're stuck with. At least that's for a company to be financially viable. That is what is we are stuck with. But that doesn't mean that's what we have to, we as consumers have to be satisfied with. Because automations is our friend. And I absolutely love random generators. That being said, there is nothing out there that automates this that I know of. So I copied and pasted many of these tables into Excel. Boy, there's nothing more exciting than watching somebody type in codes for Excel, but here I am. But going through this, we can roll up a lot of different versions pretty quickly and much quicker than using dice. And I may reach out to Matt Finch and see if his appetite was for maybe someday converting this to an online random generator, which he may be cool with or may not. I'll have to see. But anyhow, this will also help determine, you know, the quality of this. I mean, a lot of hype, Matt. Does it hold up to the hype? We'll find out, because I don't know. I really do enjoy random generators, but they all vary in usefulness, quality, and we'll see how well this works out. So what we have is locations. I'm going to, what I'm going to do is roll, it's not very clear the distinctions that he's making, but there's location overview one, locations overview two, and then there's a purpose approach. I'm not really sure the distinctions between locations 11A and locations 11B, but you know what? I think they make potentially very evocative titles. So what I'm going to do is I've got a bunch of VLOOKUPS, RAN betweens all set up. And for those of you who are listening at home, you can watch on YouTube. And for those on YouTube, there's the option to listen to this on Spotify. But anyway, if you want to see what's going on, I do recommend the YouTube. But you know what? Whatever is most convenient for you. So anyhow, I'm just going to try and come up with working up some titles, location titles. And the concept is we'll come up with some titles, and then what we'll do is maybe put up for vote, maybe see what people are thinking, maybe on Facebook, Twitter, wherever. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. This is a random thought. Like me with anything, I just get a thought and I just got to see it through. Again, I really want to do something here as far as venture design writing. Never done it any way that's meaningful. But we'll see if we can do that. So let's go through some random locations titles. Gray House of the Death Crown. The Natural Pagoda of the Crippled Executioner. The Curious Castle of the Bitter Golem. The Vertical Monastery of the Snake Beast. I like that. So let's do Slaying of the City Leopard Wizard. The Intermittent Palace of the Smoke Demon. So Gray House of the Death Crown. I don't know about the House of the Death Crown. It doesn't sound quite right. The Pagoda, that's a little silly. The Curious Castle of the Bitter Golem. I think that would make a fun D&D style high fantasy adventure title. The Vertical, we'll call it the Monastery. Let's look at the Vertical. I don't know if I like Vertical Monastery, but maybe we'll type in the we'll say the Vertical Monastery of the Snake Beast. The Intermittent Palace of the Smoke Demon. The Slaying City. I think these are just kind of a little hokey, but I didn't spend a lot of time rolling these up. I'm going to regenerate Fortress Islands of the Legendary Jailer. The Mud Carnival of the Brainhead. Ooh, Carnival of the Brainhead. I want Levi Combs to create that adventure, the Carnival of the Brainhead. The Black Stronghold of the Reawakened Captive. The Pulsing Crypt of the Deceitful Pirates. The Dimensional Monolith of the Tribe of the Ghosts and the Murder Garrison of the Bandit Behemoth. Wow. I think what we have here, all of these seem really mostly there. But somehow, like Island of the Legendary Jailer, it's like, you know, a legendary jailer. It's kind of Isles of the Jailer. In some ways, that could be like a prison island. You know, the legendary Isles of the Legendary Jailer Isles. Man. Carnival of the Brainhead. Eh. The Black Stronghold of the Reawakened Brainhead. Maybe that. Pulsing Crypt of the Pulsing Crypt. Wow. Pulsing Crypt of the Dimensional Monolith of the. Let's just do this. I really do like the Fortress. I don't like Fortress Islands. I do like the Pulsing Crypt of the I also like the Dimensional Monolith of the And I like the how about the Pulsing Crypt of the Brainhead. No. We are going to leave. So we got the Monastery of the Snake Beast, Pulsing Crypt of the and the Dimensional Monolith of the. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna roll these again and see what we come up with. Because I think what's gonna happen, the Desolate Garden of the Sabertooth Society, the poisoned forest of the snake surgeon, the decomposing stronghold of the monkey demon, the shadow maze of the artificial pirates, the gray craters of the horn puppet, or the shunned asylum of the mechanical gargoyles. The Sabretooth Society. Oh, wow. The Sabretooth Society. Man, that is an evocative name. Let's put Sabretooth Societies. I'm going to put that for a name. Pulsing Crypt, the dimensional model of the decomposing stronghold. I like decomposing stronghold. Decomposing stronghold of the Sabretooth Society. There we go. The decomposing stronghold of the Sabretooth Society. The poison forest of the snake beast. Actually, let's just change the snake beast. Let's do the poisoned and the poisoned forest of the snake beast. Okay, so we'll leave the monastery of the snake beast, pulsing crypt of the monkey demon. No, snake surgeon. You know, that's kind of funny about snake surgeon. Is it a surgeon that's a snake? Is it a surgeon that only operates on snakes? I don't know. I'd like to know that. The triangular lodgings of the diseased slitherer, the circuitous aisles of the lion alchemist, the labyrinthine bazaar of the baboon exile, treasure mounds of the crocodile demigod, the dimensional pavilion of the army of the lizard, the pulsing crypt. Yeah, another pulsing crypt. Circuitous aisles of the, let's see. The dimensional monolith of the the dimensional monolith of the alchemist of the okay, here's what we'll do. Alchemist. We have the poison forest of the snake beast, the monastery of the snake beast, the pulsing crypt of the, we need an adjective for the alchemist. And dimensional monolith and the decomposing dimensional monolith of the crocodile god. Alrighty, we'll do this one more time. The remade court of the gluttonous changeling, the contaminated zeppelin of the Kabbalistic altar. The Kabbalistic altar. The deadly shrine of the deceitful lich, the frightful dwelling of the genius puddings, you know, and then the bubbling cathedral of bronze slimes. Of the let is frightful dwelling, pulsing crypt, like the bleak fortress, the gluttonous changeling. Let's try this again. Still not having it. The bronze congregation, The Ethereal Dens of the Mad Idol. Let's add that one. There's the Horde Zeppelin of Horrific Chieftain of Goblins, the Azure Spire of the Moon Creature. Of the Moon Beast. Okay. Let's do the Monastery of the, Moon Beast, the Forest of the Snake Beast, the Pulsing Crypt of the conjoined puppet of the let's do this. The Pulsing Crypt of the Crocodile God. We're just going to mash this up here. Dimensional model of the Mad Idol. And the Quasar Stronghold, the Sacred Society, and the Ethereal Dens of the Mad. Ethereal Dens. There we go. Here are the Ethereal Dens. Okay. Okay. Here we go. So we have some titles. These I'm going to put on either some sort of either email, Facebook, Twitter, maybe even on Patreon, be able to vote on these. Let's look at the purposeful approach is another option he has for locations. Still not sure what I'm going to do with these titles. Maybe what I'll do is make these. Maybe these are all separate one-shot adventures. I don't know. Let's just throw in some. He has another one's called a purposeful approach. This is 1-2. Let's just see what he offers here for location. This is supposed to be in an alternative use, but we'll just see what it gives us. This one I find less useful, but we'll see. Awakening Webs, Time Rooms, Slime Kiln. Mutation organs. We'll just write these down. These may be good prompts. So I'm actually going to take them as they are. Awakening webs, time rooms, slime kiln, mutation organs. We'll put these locations. And again, these might just be prompts that work for later. Pleasure stage, war steps, pattern pools, cannibalistic moat. That sounds weird. Not in a good weird. We'll try this one more time. Betrayal lens, feeding kennels, flesh boxes, gate machine. We'll put those in there. Okay. We'll see what that gets us. Okay, there we go. So now we have missions. Let's just see what sort of missions we get. This generates four types of missions. There are individual missions, item-based missions, locations-based missions, and event-based missions. So basically it is you roll. There's four different kinds, randomly roll on those. Each one of those has four different options. So the spreadsheet I have here could have duplicates the way it's structured, but you know what? Time is the essence. So we'll just see what we get. We have bribe or negotiate with an intelligent monster, explore swamp. Those are good. Missions. Copy. Bribe or negotiate, tell monsters, sabotage, or religious item. That is really nice too. We're just going to go ahead and randomly generate some more just for good measure. Infiltrate and spy upon a cottage. That's not exciting. Smuggling evidence of crime, explore ruins, incriminate or frame an illusionist. Okay. There we go. Okay. Now we have some locations. We've got some missions. We got some titles. What we do not have, because this is my second attempt at recording, because the first time I went a little long, Matt has laid out the steps that let me read the box rather than me trying to figure this out. These are the necessary elements, he says. One is backstory. Right now, we do not have a backstory for this. Instead of working from a solid idea to and fleshing it out, we are actually trying to figure out what that backstory is. And we're figuring out that backstory by the second part is location. So he has locations is number two. So have a good backstory, location, opposition, variation of challenge, exploration, race against time, resource management, milestones and conclusions, and continuation options. Those are the nine things he says are necessary elements of the masterpiece adventure. And what we are making is going to be a masterpiece adventure. By masterpiece adventure, I mean, not that it's a masterpiece adventure, but we'll follow those nine steps. And by default, will be a masterpiece adventure, even if it is not a masterpiece adventure. And so right now we've got locations. We don't have oppositions. So there is probably 15 or more tables for generating the villain. And it goes into motivations and what they're going after and who they are and time scope. So what I'm going to do is it's going to take me a while to do all the V lookups and random gens and make it cohesive. So that will be in a future episode. We will go through that. It is quite extensive. As you can see, going through the random generator, sometimes it produces immediately good results. Sometimes it doesn't. But that's the nature of the random stuff. And by automating it, you can make things happen a lot quicker. Honestly, I think as far as having to roll, as you can see how many times I rolled in order to get, and I still was mashing stuff together. I think if you're to physically roll this with dice, you probably are going to do some more picking or do things to automate a little bit quicker. So one thing I would do is when I roll on tables, especially percentile, I will roll it so that I can read two different ways. So if I roll a 93, I'll look at what 93 has to offer and then write it down. Also look at what 39 has to offer and write it down and keep going through like that. And so then I'll have a number of options to look at, and I'll look at those different results and kind of see what is the best path for me. So, but in lieu of that, there is no correct way of doing this. Sometimes these random results will spark an idea. Sometimes they won't. And it depends what you're looking for. I'm looking for something very specific, but it does appear that, these can vary from being kind of supporting really a lot of different genres. And I suppose too, if you're wanting to, you could cool down the table and be able to effectively distill it down to the results you're wanting to get. I will be adding more people to this. We'll see where this leads. Watching me going through these tables is not the most interesting thing. So, but you got to start somewhere. And so we'll bring people on board and we'll discuss, we'll go through the process, and we'll see if this leads to the ultimate goal of a masterpiece adventure, or if I just crash and burn and it is nothing but a sea of tears that dampen my pillow. So anyway, thanks for joining me. And we'll continue this journey in a haphazard way, which is not surprising if for me. So anyway, take care. Keep on rambling.